All right, so most of this slideshow is very much like the last one. The only difference is we now have two sets of weights showing how lines differ from the comparison line instead of one. We still are looking at sources of the data and variations of the model. Then we're going to look at both main effects versions and interaction versions of this model. This is taken straight off the first slide from last time with one difference. We now have K group variables instead of two group variables. Instead of just single and married, we now have single, married, and divorced. Instead of just treatment and control, we have treatment one, treatment two, and control. The idea is the same. The model doesn't care where the data come from. Whether you have two measured variables, a manipulated qualitative and a measured quantitative, a measured qualitative and a manipulated quantitative, or two manipulated variables, doesn't matter. The models were designed for work with true experiments and causal interpretation. We know better. Our data are not going to be from true experiments, so we can't talk about causal interpretability. There's two versions of this model, the main effects model and the interaction model. The main effects model has no interaction. It assumes regression slope homogeneity. And the important thing about that is, in a main effects model, the B weights for the K group and the quantitative variables are main effects. It's what that variable does for everybody, holding the other variables constant at the value zero. The interaction model has a term for the interaction. It doesn't assume regression slope homogeneity. We test for an interaction instead of assuming that there isn't one. And the reason you want to notice that you're working with an interaction model is that the regression weights are now simple effects of that variable when the other variable has the value zero.